The Valley of Death. Much talked about, much derided, often confounding, poorly understood Valley of Death. What is it? Well, if you've never met it, it might seem kind of confusing, but really what the Valley of Death is the chasm between a research and development program, right? Some CBER, an OTA, something that a lab funded, right? This could come from Air Force Research Lab, Navy Research Lab, Army Research Lab, DARPA, any of the R&D organizations. And that's not unique to DoD. The Valley of Death exists just about everywhere that research and development money exists. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, frankly. Most of them have to do with money and the way bets are made in the government, right? So if you are a research and development program manager, your job is not necessarily to create a marginal improvement, right? If you're a research and development program manager, your job is to create a step change in capability, right? The F-35 was a lot better than the F-15, and all the technologies that went into the F-35 were much more sophisticated than, you know, the F-15 or the F-16, right? That's the difference in R&D, right? It's a massive upgrade in capability. And the problem is that the connection between R&D programs and acquisition programs typically has a multi-year separation. And you can talk about middle tier acquisition if you want, that's fine. There are new ways of potentially bridging that chasm, but the chasm is already there, right? It's always there. These new things are some potential salves to the problem. So if you have an R&D program, right, you have a project, you have an SBIR, right? You got an SBIR phase two, you got a couple million bucks to build out this new thing. Maybe you've talked to some end users, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've talked to some program managers, maybe you haven't. Well, your program manager is probably an acquisition program manager, but really the fundamental question is, how does your thing apply to an actual program of record? And the important question there is, who's going to pay the bill between your current research and development project and that program of record in the future? And that is the chasm that creates the Valley of Death. And there's a lot of other things that create the Valley of Death. We'll talk about those in a little while. But that's the fundamental thing, is your thing that was invested in the R&D space is so far ahead of what is needed in the acquisition space that the acquisitions folks are not yet ready to pay for it. And so you fall into this chasm. You might be there for a couple of years. You might be there for forever. And really, the art in this game is to figure out how to get over that Valley of Death.